here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Mr. Patrick Miller from CBC Federal Credit Union. How are you, Patrick?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We're learning about big data and how to, you know, what do you do with all the data, all that data?
And so, I mean, how's the show been for you? We're almost done with day two, my gosh. How has it been for you? You were up on stage, I mean, earlier today, and so any takeaways?
It's been great. Kirk Drake spoke earlier this morning. We had Brett King yesterday. So when you get thought leaders like that and get access to them, along with John Best, it's just incredible. So it's quite an opportunity to find out what some of the leaders are doing with how do we navigate all the daunting issues, you know, that you have to be able to confront to compete with the big guys.
What issues are you experiencing right now? Just not to get off on too far of on a tangent, but here, but what kind of keeps you awake at night?
Yeah. Well, several things keep me awake at night. Cybersecurity, increasing costs and complexity regulations, and at the same time, you know, we got those two locomotive trains coming at us, but we always have member expectations coming at us. And Kirk Drake reminded us this morning that our members' expectations aren't necessarily built around peer credit unions. They're built around Amazon, Best Buy, Zappos, those types of companies. And when they have those types of digital experiences, most of us have a long way to go before we can get there.
Yeah, it's a pretty high bar you guys have to measure up to.
It's an incredibly high bar, and we don't necessarily have the people, i.e. the talent, mm-hmm. or the budget to solve all those problems. Mm-hmm. But everybody agrees, we got to get this done in the next 5 years. We have to have seamless channels where you can go from one channel to the next, and you know, just keep that transaction or loan application process going. But very few of us are there.
Yeah, we're all talking about, you're talking to John Janklaes earlier, we're going to talk to him about his digital journey,
yes.
How they're doing. Are you guys on a digital journey as well?
We're also on a digital journey, and I would say, like a lot of credit unions, we're at the infant stages of that, because mm-hmm. We're so reliant on vendors. One of the ahas for us is our members are actually clicking on our website, whether it's mobile or even on a PC, they're clicking 10 to 12 times before they ever call us, walk in a branch, or actually start asking questions or start applying or doing some sort of engagement. So there's a lot of research going on at the thumb level, I like to say. And our ability to truly understand what that journey looks like is critical to fixing the process. So we're actually just in the infant stages of heat mapping what members experience when they go on our website. How are they confused? How are they satisfied with the information they get? Because if they're frustrated, if their thumbs and eyeballs are frustrated, well, they're never even going to pick up that phone, or they're never going to start that application process.
I mean, when you're talking about they're clicking 12 times to get somewhere, I mean, that could be a good thing, or that could be a bad thing. The bad thing is that they're lost and confused. The good thing is that maybe they're diving deeper into finding more information as well. So there's a double-edged sword there, I would think.
That's true, and we don't always know. So we want to fail fast. You know, one thing Silicon Valley taught us is fail fast. Because if you fail fast, you don't waste resources, and you can move on to how can you succeed. So when we're launching a new product now, we will chat up our members. We don't officially offer online chat, but if we're launching a new product or service, we will chat up our members and say, "Hey, I see you're checking out our new checking product. How's it look to you?" You know, we start asking them open-ended questions, and then they tell us what we're doing right on the website and on the landing page, and what we're perhaps doing wrong. And we match that up with the heat mapping. You can see their priorities, what they like, what features and benefits they're interested in, may be very different than features and benefits than I had imagined.
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad you guys are doing that, because I mean, there's nothing better than getting that immediate feedback. I mean, because in this age of social media, where everyone's quick to comment about anything and everything, it sounds like this is kind of a perfect segue to that type of thing, and they're going to give you that feedback because they want the best service possible.
Absolutely.
Online or off.
Absolutely. So we're doing all these cool things. At the same time, we're realizing we don't have all the resources we need, and it may be decades before we have all the resources we need to do all the cool things that we want to do to deliver that Zappos-type experience or deliver that Amazon-type experience. So we're a believer and we're a proponent of credit unions banding together to form shared services CUSOs to address big problems. How do you manage information security? How do you become more efficient at managing a lot of your back office operations? So we're engaged currently with about half a dozen other credit unions, maybe 10, to, it's probably closer to 10 now, about forming a shared services company where we're going to have to move a lot of cheese and give up some things, but we think we can gain 10 to 20 basis points of efficiency for our bottom for our collective bottom lines, but at the same time deliver much higher quality, much better compliance, and just have a better overall experience for our members, particularly on the digital side.
Yeah, member experience top of mind for everybody today, yeah. Especially on the digital, like you said, on the digital side. What, let's bring it back to the conference here. What are you learning here that you can take back to your credit union in that, in kind of in that realm?
I got a great idea from the panel this morning. You know, we're talking about the member experience, and we've gone with that trend. We have a chief experience officer now, and that's transformed our culture quite a bit. But I learned today that there are some credit unions out there that are actually having their members come in and look at the digital experience that they have, kind of a digital focus group.
Like a focus group?
And ask our members, what do you want to see more of and less of, and what do you want to see us continue in terms of the digital experience? So, because if we design it, you've got a shot at being right, but if our own members tell us, that's a whole different way to approach it.
And, yeah, you up your success rate if you're going straight to them. Hey, what do you want? And we'll build it for you.
And think about how cool it would be to have your own members be advocates, and they say, "I told them to do that."
Yeah.
And
there's my idea.
Yeah.
And, awesome.
And now you've got somebody who's a champion for you, versus somebody who might have taken us months or years to finally listen to them or realize that the issue that they were wanting to see addressed.
That's a member owner anyway, so yeah. So
that's right, so you can sell that value.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, so cool. So you sent me a PowerPoint presentation that I... I apologize. I totally forgot to look at. What did you want to? Was there anything specific that you wanted to address in that? Or?
The short version is, I think to some degree the industry is fat, dumb, and happy because we had a good year last year. Loans are up. The economy's doing well.
Yeah.
Most of us had better years than we've had in a long time in the last couple of years. We won a great battle with 2251 in Washington. Yeah. So we've got some regulatory relief on processing mortgages and such. But I still think the elephant in the room is this competition from non-traditional players, the fintechs, as well as the big banks. Their market share just remains very solid. Mm-hmm. So how are we ever going to get out of this 8% market share quagmire that we've been in for decades?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to happen without credit unions collaborating at a much more aggressive level than they have historically.
Mm-hmm.
Our leagues with Plexity have merged back office services to gain efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Desjardins in Canada is a $250 billion monster because of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other great examples in Canada of how credit unions have collaborated to drive costs down and quality up and give and deliver better experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a big champion that if we do that, we can actually help smaller credit unions survive versus get gobbled up by the competition.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Are we too complacent in that area because times have been so good? Like, hey, business is great. Why do I need to really stick my neck out and take a risk?
I think we are too complacent, and I think we get so busy and caught up with the day-to-day operation and the challenges that our members present to us, that our boards command us to follow through on strategic plans, and you got day-to-day operations, so we get busy. But we've got a unique competitive advantage as an industry that we do trust one another, that we are collaborative, and we're willing to share ideas. If we just take that two more steps forward and agree on how we can better share resources and how we can maybe have to give up some of the decision-making authority on which vendor does what, or which process wins out in the application of a particular decision-making model, the efficiencies that we can get can allow us to better focus on the real strategic issues. What's your product strategy? What's your member acquisition strategy? What's your digital transformation strategy? What's your branch and phone and other channel? What's your service proposition?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are things that I think we can truly excel at. I don't know that at my scale I'm ever going to excel at balancing general ledgers, or I'm ever going to excel at information security. I just don't know that we're going to create as much value out of that as we can some of the member experience stuff. So I want to free up resources for member experience, but I also demand that we get better at the back office operations so we can be more efficient for our members.
Gotcha. Kind of a wrap-up question here. We're just talking to kind of a futurist guy in there, talking augmented reality, AI, robotics, that type of stuff.
Yes.
Where does this fit in with the credit union? I'm trying to connect the dots with the credit union industry here with this type of technology. I know it's there. There's a connection there, I know. But
yeah.
Your perspective...
Well, I'm going to wing it because I was on a conference call, so I missed the last...
I just saw a little bit of...
So here's my winging it way of answering that question. For me, AI is leveraging information we already have. We have infinite amounts of transaction data from our members. Our members are telling us where they're doing their car loans if it's not with us. They're telling us where they're spending their money. They're telling us all kinds of things that tell us about not only demographics, but psychographics and how they think and how they live their lives. We can leverage that data, but I can't do it on my own with the scale of resources I have. But if we apply that well, we can anticipate and we can send them suggestions the same way Amazon does. Somehow Amazon knows what I bought even outside Amazon. Somehow Facebook knows what purchases that I've made through my phone, probably because I agreed to it. But we have a lot of that information too, and if we just leverage that and make good respectful suggestions to our members that aren't creepy. Hey, come, you know, because you can tell whether they're having babies or whether they're planning for retirement just based on age and purchasing patterns.
Spending habits.
So we can do targeted messages that encourage them to come to us for that advice and education. To me, that's what augmented data in a real fashion for real members.
Yeah, I had somebody in here. Gosh, and I used this example in another interview, but I had a person in here. I can't remember who it was, and I apologize again. But he said they normally they would do like a shotgun approach with a certain product or service or whatever, and they would just shotgun it out to their membership. But through the data analytics, they were able to segment a certain group that would go for it, and they did that. And they've never had a bigger success. I think they had 11 times higher, selling point or something like that. So, and they had to do less work. So it was just amazing, just the comparison, what we used to do to now.
Well, and that's what all marketing departments should be doing. They should be adopting a lean or agile approach and not just doing the shotgun or the brand awareness types of things. Because we're never going to compete with large players on brand awareness. We don't have the budget. But if we approach marketing from a perspective of marketing's job is to generate qualified leads for the chief lender or qualified leads for the account openings process, qualified leads for expansion of products and services for some of the other business unit owners, that's marketing's true job. Give me qualified leads so our sales divisions can execute and close those deals. And that's a paradigm shift for a lot of credit and marketing departments, I think. But I see more and more credit unions doing that today.
Me too. I could go on for a long time. Patrick, thank you so much.
Yeah,
this is so great.
Good
stuff.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for your time.